Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah. We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon the crown of creation. The peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi wa ridwan. Dear viewers, welcome to the very first episode of the program called Beacon of Guidance, a program dedicated to reviving the light of our faith, through which we find and we follow the lives of our pious predecessors. Subhanallah. Once again, through this program, we may find a direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attain His rahmah, His karam, and His mercy, dear viewers. So, alhamdulillah, this is the very first program, and we say welcome to one and all. May Allah Kareem make this month a blessed month for one and all. For alhamdulillah, in the Islamic calendar, in the Hijri calendar, every month is blessed. Subhanallah. And from amongst the beautiful months, this is also another beautiful month, just after the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. This is also known as Rabi'ul Thani, Rabi'ul Akhir. It is the fourth month of the Hijri calendar. Subhanallah. There are many virtues and blessings of this month. For in this month, there are many anniversaries and urus of various other awliya and saliheen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including Sultanul Awliya, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allah Kareem, may shower rain of mercies and blessings upon one and all dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is this month in which Muslims globally from throughout the world celebrate the Urs Mubarak of this great saint of Islam. So inshallah, we are going to discuss a little about his blessed life, and together with that, the virtues and the blessings of this month. How can we attain taqwa, piety? How can we attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the blessings of this month? Stay tuned with us until the end of the program. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, daily at this time here, you shall be watching this program. For now, inshallah, since it is the month of Ghaus-e-Pak, in this month is his anniversary, subhanallah. We will immediately start off with a beautiful manqabat in the praises of Sultanul Awliya, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And remember, this is the kalam which is composed by none other than Imam al-Kalam, al-Shah, Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah, we are to commence with a beautiful manqabat which speaks about the status and the shan of Sultan al-Awliya. Let's observe this manqabat, and after which, inshallah, we shall resume and continue with our program.
Wah kya martabae ghaus hai bala tera. Kya martabae ghaus hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam aala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam aala tera. Sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera. Auliya malte hai aankhe, wo hai talwa tera. Auliya malte hai آنکھیں وہ ہیں تلوار تیرا اونچے اونچو کے سروں سے قدم اعلیٰ تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پنجا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پنجا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث گئے بالا تیرا قسم دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے قسم دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا کیوں نہ قاسم ہو کہ تو ابن ابی القاسم ہے کیوں نہ قاسم ہو کہ تو ابن ابی القاسم ہے کیوں نہ قادر کیوں نہ قادر ہو کہ مختار ہے بابا تیرا کیوں نہ قادر ہو کہ مختار ہے بابا تیرا وہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث ہے بالا تیرا اونچے اونچو کے سروں سے قدم اعلیٰ تیرا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Honorable viewers of Madani channel, as I mentioned earlier, that in the Islamic Hijri calendar, Rabiul Akhir is the fourth blessed month, and subhanallah, when the months were named, Rabiul Akhir fell at the end of spring. Therefore, it is called Rabi'ul Akhir. The month of Rabi'ul Akhir has a special affiliation and connection with Sultanul Awliya Ghawsi-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Certainly, he is pious and a pious bondsman of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, an accepted wali and saint. In fact, not just a saint, but rather he is the master of all saints. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we will be honored to actually be attaining the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla by remembering Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as well as inshallah we will be speaking about this month inshallah. Remember, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was born on the 1st of Ramadan al-Kareem 470 Hijri on the day of Jumu'ah in Jilan. His kunniyah is Abu Muhammad, whereas his titles Muhyiddin, Mahbubi Subhani, Ghawsul Azam, Ghawsul Thaqalain, subhanallah, are very famous, right dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. His amazing and beautiful father's name is Sayyiduna Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, whereas his mother's name is Ummul Khair Fatima Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha. Subhanallah, it is also stated that from his father's side he is a Hassani, and from his mother's side Ghawse Pak is a Husseini. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, It is with regards to Ghawse Pak, it is also mentioned by Sayyidina Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali that our Ghawse Pak passed away on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 561 years after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 470 Hijri, he was born on the 1st of Ramadan on Friday, and on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 561 Hijri, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali made parda, he demised from this world after Maghrib Salah in the city of Baghdad Mu'alla. At the time of his passing away, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was 91 years old, whereas his Janazah Salah was led by his own son, Hazrat Sayyidina Saifuddin Abdul Wahhab Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. A large number of people participated in his funeral salat. His blessed shrine is situated in the famous city of Baghdad, wherein there is a large crowd of visitors day and night, especially in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Allah Kareem, may Ghawse Pak ke wasile se hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye. Subhanallah, there are numerous narrations with regards to his akhlaq, his character, his amazing personality, his ibadah, his taqwa, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he treated others, how he sympathized with others, his busy schedule, his ibadat alone, subhanallah, his selflessness, dear viewers, his sacrifices which have been mentioned. There are numerous discussions we could be having. But inshallah, azawajalla, since this is the first episode, dear viewers, let's commence with Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, as we have just heard now about his birth as well as his passing away. And now with regards to his life and his selflessness, his story when he was a student, dear viewers, when he was at a little age, it is said by Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, in the city, I would want to pick up things to eat at times. Due to starvation, due to hunger, there was nothing to eat. So I would find the bits of food laying on the ground. If I did not find food, the grass or the leaves of the trees from the jungles. He says, when I would go to pluck them, when I would go to eat them, at times I would find other needy people, people who are much more in need than me, and they would be looking at me, Allahu Akbar. Seeing those poor people, I would then not pick up anything to eat, but rather I would leave it for them. And this was my self-sacrifice for my parents. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala says, when my health was down, and I became extremely weak and close to dying due to excessive hunger, there were days, there were weeks and months when Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala would suffer from starvation. He says that if I found something on the floor, laying on the ground, bits and pieces of food, I would eat it, or else nothing at all. And he says, one day in the flower market, I found nothing to eat when I sat in the corner. Due to the hunger, I quailed. My mouth was open, it was dry, I was thirsty, I was hungry. And I found a person, an Ajami person who came, and he had some fresh chapatis, some rotis, and some meat. And he began eating. I saw him mixing and forming those muscles and putting in his mouth. And as he continued to eat, I uncontrollably wanted to open my mouth as well and put that muscle into my mouth. Eventually, I scolded my nafs, my inner self. You know my nafs? Saying, don't be impatient. Oh, Abdul Qadir, Allah Azza wa Jalla is with me. Almighty Allah is with me. I gave myself this hope that Allah is with me. You are hungry now, but Allah will resolve your problem. I will not ask to eat from this young man, even if death comes to me. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I controlled myself. Allahu Akbar. What happens next, dear viewers? He says, suddenly that man turned towards me and said, brother, come and join me. I have something to eat with me. So I declined the offer, but he insisted, and my nafs pushed me to eat with him, but I still declined it. However, due to his consistent insistence, I ate a little with him. So he asked me during this meal with him, this person, this Ajami person who came with his chapatis, his meat. I was hungry in the flower market. And now he asked me, where are you from? I mentioned Jilan. And then he said to me, I'm also from Jilan. Tell me, do you know Abdul Qadir, the grandson of the famous saint Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? The grandson of this great personality. And I said to this Ajami person, Jiha, mehi tuhu Abdul Qadir. He became restless upon hearing this, and he said, when I was coming to Baghdad, because I'm also from Jilan, so on my way to Baghdad, before I could leave from Jilan, your mother gave me 8 golden ashrafis to give you. I was searching for you, brother, all over Baghdad, but nobody could lead me to you. So much so that I ran out of my own expenditure. I did not find anything to eat for 3 days. Aapko dhunte dhunte mere paise, mere khud ke paise khatam hue. And when I became weak and frail due to excessive hunger, my life fell in danger. Then I used some of the wealth that your mother entrusted me with. I used some of the same wealth that your mother given me to give you, and I bought some chapatis and some roti. Balki jo khana abhi kha rahe, this food that you are eating right now is from your own money. First, I was the host, you were the guest, but now, O Abdul Qadir, I am the guest and you are the host. Handing over the rest of the money, he said, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I only used your wealth out of compulsion to buy food. I was hungry and thirsty and I had to do this for 3 days. I had nothing to eat. So, Ghawse Pak says, I became extremely happy. I gave him the remaining food and some of the money. He accepted and then left. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Ghawse Azam. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There's so many madani pearls to learn from this Allahu Akbar. Firstly, dear viewers, self-sacrifice. This is what Islam teaches us. Even in his hunger, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi preferred to leave food for others in need. This shows the spirit of selflessness taught by Islam. This is what Islam teaches us, where one prioritizes their fellow believers over their own needs. Allahu Akbar. We also learn the struggle against the nafs as well. When his desire to eat became overwhelming, he scolded his nafs. He shouted at his desires, saying, don't be impatient. Allah is with me. What a beautiful lesson, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We also learn tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of begging or showing desperation, he placed full tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what happened, dear viewers? You just heard, right? The help came in a way that no one could even imagine. The very food he longed for was actually his own. Allahu Akbar. It was his own provision brought through a trustworthy companion from his hometown. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We also learn the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What seemed like mere coincidence was actually Allah's divine plan. His mother had already arranged financial support for him and it reached him at the perfect moment when he was at the peak of hunger and trial, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. We also learn that the young man honored the trust of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi. He honored this amanat that was given to him, only using the money when his life was at risk itself. And even then he apologized, he sought forgiveness from Ghawse Pak. So what this shows us, the importance of safeguarding trusts and being transparent in our affairs. So many madani pearls, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. And then we also learn generosity. Instead of being upset, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala gave him food and more money, showing the beauty of generosity and gratitude. Allahu Akbar. This famous verse of the Holy Quran Pak is in our hearts. And we should have this embedded. And we should be reminded that this is having tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the power of having trust upon Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah Kareem states, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will make for him a way of salvation. And Allah Kareem will provide him from where he could not even imagine. Jiha. And whoever relies upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, so he Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for him. So place your trust upon Allah. Firstly, it's fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you really fear Allah, like Ghawse Pak feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Kareem will make a plan for you to escape from your problems, from your difficulties and adversities which may have surrounded our lives. We don't find a way out, dear viewers. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key point to exiting all of this masail and masaib of the dunya. We also learn true generosity is leaving what you need most for your brother. Fighting the nafs is harder than fighting an enemy, dear viewers. Hunger of the stomach is easier than the hunger of the soul. It is said that when you refuse to ask creation, Allah, 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 the Creator opens doors from His treasures for you. So, your risk and your rosy will chase you. It will reach you even in the corner of a flower market like Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. So we learn, dear viewers, from this beautiful parable that a believer's patience turns a trial into a miracle, a test into a karamat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla transforms desperation into divine arrival of sustenance. So the money entrusted from his mother was always his. And it just reached him in the perfect moment and timing.
Kya baat hai Madine ki?
Allah Kareem, give us tawfiq and ability to also practice upon these beautiful, beautiful Madani pearls which we have just heard now, dear viewers. So remember, agar kabhi aisa hota hai ki you and I, we may have been given the opportunity to sit with others. And if at that time and at that moment, greed of swallowing big morsels of food without chewing and pulling the best pieces in your plate, leaving others to search for the meat in the bowl, for example, at that moment, dear viewers, remember this beautiful narration of Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Because we are insan, we are humans. And at times, this overpowers us. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Let's listen to a flagrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated, Allah Almighty forgives the person who gives what he needs himself to another person. Yani, sins are pardoned. Allah Kareem forgives your sins because you have given what you needed the most to the next person. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is that great saint of Allah Azza wa Jalla whose entire life was spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the service of people, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla had blessed him with innumerable virtues and qualities. So let's listen to some of his qualities, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. His character was such that he would busy himself in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. He would serve the creation of Allah Almighty. He was kind and he was hospitable, dear viewers. It is stated that Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was so generous. He would never let anyone go empty-handed. He was very compassionate towards the poor and the destitute. Allahu Akbar. He would sit with the weak people and inquire about the ill people. If any of his companions did not show up even a single day, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala would inquire about his well-being. He would honor those who stayed with him and observe a great conduct towards them. Allahu Akbar. When are we going to adopt this type of characteristics, dear viewers? If he rahmatullahi ta'ala saw them in a state of worry, anxiety and stress, he would remove their worries and concerns. Each of those who stayed with Ghawse Pak considered him to be the closest to him. Every night, he would ask for a dinner mat to be spread and he would have dinner with his guests, dear viewers. Whenever he would receive a gift, it is stated Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi would distribute it between the attendees. And he would accept the gift and give something in exchange for it, subhanAllah. He would never show anger for his own self. This is selflessness. His silence was longer than his speech. He rahmatullahi ta'ala would be the first to say salam. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali never stood out of honor with the leaders and the rich people. And neither did he go to the doorsteps of the ministers and kings of this dunya. But rather they were found coming to the astana of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. So what is Garve Sharif, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. It is stated by a very famous author of Bahari Shariat, Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He stated that 11th of Rabiul Akhir, in fact, the 11th of every month, Fatiha is performed for Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. It's a form of peace Ali Thawab. So whenever Fatiha is done for Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, people call it Gyarvih Sharif, which is the 11th of this month, or the 11th of every month, subhanAllah. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala li had stated, in Rabi'ul Akhir, general Muslims normally organize gatherings in the name of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala li, in which talks are given. And reading the life of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala li is also mentioned. So niyaz is distributed, and this is also another form of Isadi Fawab, dear viewers. So you make the niyyah of performing Gyarve Sharif every month, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Let's make this niyyah that this is the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Or this month, inshallah, hum nawafil padenge, hum ibadat karenge. We will try and adopt the character of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. We will perform a salah, an optional salah like Ghawse Pak. Because it is stated by a great saint. He says, I remained in the service of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi for 40 years. Then observed that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi always offered Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah. Allahu Akbar. This was his routine to make fresh wudu as soon as it broke. And then he would offer 2 rak'at of Tahiyyatul Wudu. After offering the Isha Salah, he would enter the designated room and then he would come out only from his room at the time of Salatul Fajr. 40 years he performed his Fajr Salah with his Isha Wudu, dear viewers. How amazing is this, subhanAllah, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would engage in long worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all night long, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. He would even offer 1,000 extra nafil salah daily, dear viewers. So may Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to perform salah, nafil salah, optional salahs. It is a form of blessing and mercy in our lives. Salah actually is the coolness to the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's make niyyah inshallah azza wa jalla. Besides that, we can also fast in this month, as it is stated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Kalimullah Shah Jahan Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, whoever fasts on the 6th, 12th and 20th or 26th of this month, 6th, 12th, 20th or 26th of this month, such a person will be rewarded immensely. Allahu Akbar. So we should fast inshallah azza wa jalla. Bil akhir, chalo hum ye bhi hadith sunte hain, hadith that will motivate us inshallah azza wa jalla. For those who love to fast, besides the medical benefits, dear viewers, there are numerous other benefits a person could obtain due to fasting. Aap rozi ki niyat kar le inshallah azza wa jalla. Let's make this niyyah that we will also fast for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah in this holy and blessed auspicious month of Rabiul Akhir. Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, whoever keeps one nafil fast, Allah azza wa jalla will plant for him a tree in paradise whose fruits will be smaller than a pomegranate and bigger than an apple. It will be sweet as honey and tasteful. Allahu Akbar. And the most generous, Allah azza wa jalla, will feed the fasting person the fruit of that tree on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful, fragrant hadith of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hair of the fasting person does tasbih, yani glorifies Allah azza wa jalla for him. On the day of judgment, a dining mat decorated with pearls and jewels will be laid down under the throne for the fasting people, which will be big as the boundaries of the world. This dining mat will have various types of heavenly foods, drinks and fruits. He will eat and drink and be in peace and comfort, whilst the rest of the people will be undergoing severe accountability. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Let's make niyyah inshallah azza wa jalla. We want to be saved from the severe accountability of the day of mahshar. Let's fast so that on the day of judgment, our thirst shall be quenched with the hawd al-kawthar inshallah azza wa jalla. Last hadith, the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, when the fasting people will exit the graves on the day of judgment, they will be recognized by the pleasant smell of fasting, and there will be bowls of water stamped with fragrance. It will be said to them, eat, for you were hungry yesterday. Drink, for you were thirsty yesterday. Rest, for you were tired yesterday. They will eat and rest while the people will be subjected to the difficulties of accountability and thirst on the day of judgment. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. It is this beautiful month of Rabiul Akhir. May Allah Kareem grant us the beautiful and paralleled akhlaq of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, and give us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon the words that we have just heard. Until next time, dear viewers, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance when hearts were lost in darkest skies. When hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.